If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are going to go in depth with Sarah Lockwood. She is here representing her wonderful facility, the Hastings Arts Center and Blessings Academy. And I can't wait to get caught up and see what is new. Great to see you.
Great to see you. Yeah, in person.
In person. I know. I like it. So first of all, what's it like? You have a diminished household like I do.
Yeah.
It's different, isn't it?
It is really different. But the timing was good.
Yeah, the timing is always good. So we said goodbye to our firstborns off to college. And, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
And you know what? Before we went on the air, you were talking about it is what it is as far as our musician friends, your whole business. Tell us what the last, year and a half has been?
Yeah, I think if this is in my personal opinion, I think if anyone's going to survive a pandemic, it's going to be the creative types.
Oh, listen to you, Sarah.
Let's just say that.
Oh, well, I like you saying that, but why do you say that?
I think that was kind of one of the first things that people turned to, whether they are a working musician or a working artist or they dabble. I think people turned to art as a way to process what was going on. And because I think we just we didn't understand a lot and we still don't understand a lot. And I think there's this little hashtag I've been putting on some of my posts, like, the arts will save the world. And I honestly believe in some way, you know, that it is a nice vehicle to help us get through some tough times.
Absolutely. I think also people that are creative think of other ways to, you know, deliver their product, like you did. You had some Zoom events.
Yeah. A lot of reinventing of what we normally did.
Right.
And doing it in a different way so that we can reach people still in some capacity.
Well, you and I are here in person together. Yay. And it feels so darn good. So how are things at Hastings Arts Center?
Yes.
What's going on?
Yes. So we have a lot of concerts that are on the schedule and still scheduling for 2022. The rest of 2021 is just hopping, and we're having live in-person concerts, and we kicked off the season actually last week on September 21st with a coffee concert. Returning to the stage was Greg Haragus, and he just was phenomenal. He's a guitarist, multi-instrumentalist, and he has influences from different cultures and countries because he's also studied musicology. So he writes some of his own stuff, and so it was really phenomenal. So we live streamed it as well, so other people who didn't feel quite ready to come to the space could watch it, and who knows where they were watching from. It could have been from far away too.
So do you think that's something that will continue, your live streaming?
I think so. I think for the time being, we're getting used to doing it, and we've always done it. Even before the pandemic, we were live streaming. So that we might be doing a little bit more tech savvy, but before it was just the iPad and hit play or hit record. But
you have a very tech savvy husband.
Yes, I do.
Let's talk about Dr. Travis. Love him. Is he on?
Yeah, he really is a doctor.
I know he is. Yeah, he doesn't just play one on TV or on the radio.
Oh my gosh, the last couple months, the last year and a half.
Why has he had to?
You know, he's done. Yeah, he's been doing live stream. He's been recording and all of that during the pandemic when we couldn't have people come.
Right.
So we recorded their coffee
concerts.
He truly
is a Renaissance man.
He is my Ren man. Yes, he is. Yeah, most recently he did landscaping in the front of our building.
Of course he did.
Yes, it looks awesome. I mean, we've got more work to do on it maybe in the spring.
I have to do a drive-by. Okay.
You need to do a drive-by.
Well, what the heck? Isn't that something? He really is something else.
Yeah.
And he is still practicing he's mastered it, I would say, at the Alina Clinic. Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Excellent.
He does still care for people as a health professional, yes. Yeah. And it, you know, I feel very lucky going through the pandemic with him, because it's given me peace of mind. Has given a lot of people peace of mind in my household.
Oh, well, let's talk about your beautiful space. The Hastings Arts Center and Blessings Academy is located on, is it the corner of?
4th and Ramsey.
4th and Ramsey,
in Hastings. Not too far from downtown.
No, lovely.
So,
and a beacon as you come in off the bridge. It's it's the former Guardian Angels Church, a very historic place.
Yeah.
So you have been the owners of this for how long, Sarah?
This is our 7th year.
Oh my gosh, congratulations.
It'll be 7 years that we've owned it in December.
And what is your vision for the new year?
Oh, well, we actually just started a nonprofit. So it's called Friends of the Hastings Arts Center. And I say we just started because we applied for it January 1st of 2020. Yes. And we had our first board meeting like February 8th of 2020. And then we know what happened after that.
Oh, what? Tell me.
So obviously nothing was happening after that. And then so we are just now kind of.
Sarah, how awesome.
Yeah. And we just got 501c3 status in March of this year. So so we have a board that is slowly growing, and we're figuring out what we know what our mission is. It is to promote the arts through the Hastings Arts Center, and we have different ways to do that. Programming is one. We're hoping to do more outreach with the schools, using the nonprofit as a launch board for that. So yeah, and then so we're excited about that. We just don't have all the ducks in the row just yet, but it is a working nonprofit. So,
well, I love that, Sarah. Congratulations to you. I do think that when you take something such as the arts to school, just to supplement what already goes on at a lot of schools, it can only enhance kids' lives and open them up to things. Maybe they want to be a performer. Maybe they want to be an enjoyer of the arts.
Yep.
Beautiful. Wonderful.
Yeah. So it's just mind-blowing, all the ideas that is constantly going through my head and Travis's head. And we sort of arrived at this, like, this is getting bigger than we can handle. That's just the two of us. So we have some great people so far on our board, and we're just excited for the next 7 years, if you will. You know, it's just really awesome.
Well, you're awesome, Sarah. This is so great. What else is going on?
Well, let me point out some highlights,
Please.
The first thing that's coming up, actually, is we have a new Sunday afternoon classical concert series.
Love it.
It is a ticketed event, so featuring some high caliber talent. So Ji Young Lee is a Korean pianist that lives in the States and works and teaches. And so she's giving a concert on Sunday afternoon, October 3rd at 3 p.m. And it's, featuring her on our Steinway. So, so it's going to be a fabulous concert, 3 p.m. And then we have our coffee concerts are scheduled for October 19th, November 2nd, and December 14th. And I can go into more details if you want to know about that.
Those are free to the public.
Those are
correct?
Free. Yeah, our coffee concerts are free, and they're always on a Tuesday morning at 10:30 a.m. And they are sponsored right now by Hastings Prescott Area Arts Council. And it's just been a great thing for the community. So, and then we have a few other events coming up, concerts and special events. And I want to point out one special event that's coming up actually the day after Thanksgiving. David Harris is comedian and magician. And so we figured, hey, let's try this. And so we actually have a dinner and a show. And the dinner's provided by Hastings Public House. And then David Harris is doing the show. And he does have a warm-up act as well.
I would assume it's interactive.
I'm sure it is.
How fun. Well, your space is certainly set up for something like that.
Yep.
That is going to be so fun.
Yeah. So it's Friday, November 26th. It is an 18 and up show. Not that he's like raunchy or anything like that, but I think some of the material is more appropriate for the adult audience than, parents bringing their 16, 17-year-old may not be as good of a thing.
Well, Sarah, how fun is that? So tickets would be available on your website.
Yes, they are available now. So
okay, well, good. That'll be really
so
fun.
So if you're, you know, tired of cooking and you have a bunch of people in your house and you need to get out of the house, it's
what a
great.
Fun out. Yeah, fun
we'll outing. Have tables of eight. And so if you buy a whole table, the single ticket price is less than if you buy a single ticket, if that makes sense.
Yes. Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, fun.
So
thank
bring
you.
Seven of your friends.
Absolutely. Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. Another thing that is coming up is we're going to have an open house event.
Love it. You know what? People want to get in your space.
Yes. So Sunday, November 7th, 1 to 5 p.m., a 2 o'clock concert by the Blessings Academy teachers. So,
love it.
Yeah. So we're putting that together. People can just come in and view art that will be on display, sign up for lessons or at least inquire about them and listen to music and just take it all in. So
why don't you tell people as part of Blessings Academy what kind of lessons you give?
So Blessings Academy, there are 12 teachers. There are piano teachers. It seems like our main inquiries are piano, guitar, and voice. We also have traditional strings, violin, viola, cello, bass. We have a clarinet teacher who also does a little bit of saxophone for beginning saxophonists. We have a phenomenal French horn teacher, and I have to say she's awesome because, of course, Josie, my youngest, takes from her.
Oh, I bet.
But she is amazing. I feel like I'm forgetting someone. I mean, we're always adding as inquiries come in.
Sure.
You know, sometimes we get a request for mandolin. We don't have a mandolin teacher, but I always encourage people to ask.
Sure.
And inquire, because it's very possible I will run down. I will meet someone in the future that that could provide that. So it's always good to ask. So. We also have ukulele. Our guitar teacher teaches ukulele as well. Yeah. Why are you laughing?
Oh, because ukulele makes you smile.
Ukulele.
Ukulele. How fun. Well, good. And so I would assume that they kind of follow the school year lessons.
Yes. Yes, okay. Pretty much. Were teachers teaching this summer? Yes, of course. You know, it's kind of up to the teachers what their schedule is. But yeah, we pretty much follow the school academic year. We take breaks during the holidays and sometimes spring break. Some of our teachers are not from Hastings, though. Actually, a fair number are not from Hastings. So I always have to inform them, okay, so Hastings spring break is here. And, you know,
exactly.
Just so you know, just be in touch with your families. And so, but yeah, it's mostly with the academic.
So again, we can find information on your website.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're always adding things. Right now, it's just been kind of delayed, I think. You know, a lot of people are delayed in getting events. A lot of performance venues have this delay with the pandemic. So it's slow and steady. We're adding things. But keep checking our website.
What are your performers saying? Are they just thrilled to be back in the game again?
Oh, my gosh. I have to say that the artists, the musicians are feeling so emotional. There's a lot of emotions of just being able to do what they love to do again. And I'm getting teary-eyed too, and because it has been hard.
It's been terrible, Sarah. I can't imagine.
And that's the way that we connect.
Right.
With each other as musicians, with our audiences. Mm-hmm. And it's it has been really hard. So it's been really difficult when there's been concerts with no audience and they're just performing to an empty hall and doing recording, you know,
right.
for an audience. It's not the same.
No.
So
right.
you get energy from the audience. So we really want people to come back to our space. You know, we do have a mask policy right now just because we have a school with kids that are under the age of 12. So we just request that people wear masks, and that's it. I mean, you know, wash your hands when you come in the door and all that. We just really want people to come back and enjoy the space.
Well, I think your open house is a great idea.
Yeah.
To bring people back in and to see you know, see your space. Yep. And so you mentioned the art also. Tell people about that, because you have beautiful mm-hmm. displays all throughout your building.
Yeah. So we are in the process of booking artists to display. And so I've got a couple of people in line. We don't have art currently up on the walls, but it will be probably in the next week or so. I think the artist names, I literally just talked with them. Annie Young, I believe, is her name, and she is a blind artist, and she is planning to display art. I mean, she creates what she envisions in her brain. You know, it's amazing. So she'll be up at some point. And then Joe Burns is an artist that visited our space during the pandemic, and I actually haven't met him in person. I've just exchanged emails, but our lovely Kelly Casey that we know met him. She was over kind of tending the grounds during the pandemic, and he stopped by, and so she showed him the space, like, hey, when we open up again, that would be great, you know. So he's doing a display of immigrant paintings. So not sure when it's all going to be installed, but it should be soon. So,
oh, how special will that be?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Sarah, lots of good things going on.
Yeah.
Yes. What else do you want to tell our listeners?
You'll like this because you Uh-oh. Know these guys.
I do.
Well, first, one more concert. Greg Harris that I had mentioned before.
Yes.
He's bringing his group Stella Roma back, and they performed a couple years ago.
Yes,
so it's him and a percussionist. Like, you would, what did he say the other day? He's like, you'd swear he was an octopus and had like eight arms, because he can just he just kind of plays a lot of different things. So they're
like
coming
a circus
back
act.
Yeah, so they're coming back Saturday night, November 13th at 7 p.m and then Christmas on the Prairie.
Love those guys.
Yes. Yeah. So.
How wonderful.
And I just talked with Richard Cream.
Yes.
And
send him my way.
Yes. I said, you will probably want to talk with Mo. And he's like, yes, I'm planning on doing that. So we just had a conversation last week.
How wonderful. Oh, yeah. I bet he is looking so forward to getting back. What a talented guy. Former members of Prairie Home Companion Band.
Yep. So now it's New Shoes Band.
Yes.
And then two girls and a Boyd. There we go. I almost said two Boyds. No, I think they can only have one Boyd. Two girls and
it's
a
plenty,
Boyd.
I think.
And then Pat Donahue will be also the special
How
guest.
How fun.
So that's December 11th.
Okay. I'm going to put that in my calendar as well.
So we are still working on the ticketing of that, so that's not quite up yet on our website, but it is in the works.
I love it. Well, we're talking about Christmas. We like that.
I know.
Lots going on until then at the Hastings Art Center and Blessings Academy. Would you be so kind as to give your website so people can hop on?
HastingsArtsCenter.org. Just make sure there's an S after arts.
Oh, okay. We'll do that.
Hastings Arts Center.
Great to see you, Sarah. Thanks for all you do for the community, and you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3. I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you. Like 4, 3, 2, and you'll be there. 'Cause that's what friends are.